the Marshall Tucker Band, right? I like that. I like that a lot. Sounds good. Welcome back, y'all, to Rosie on the House, where we show up every Saturday morning for this call-in talk show. We have a couple open lines if you want to jump in. It's been all the lines have been lit literally since we got on the air this morning. So if you're tired of hearing busy signals, we got an opening and a little window of opportunity for you at 1-888-767-4348. You call in, Sweet Nancy, get your name and your number, where you're calling from, what your question is, and we'll get to you just as quick as we can with the best answer we could possibly come up with. We've got Victor calling from Tucson. Let's bring him in. And then we're going to go to a friend of mine who's calling in, Dan King, owner of Harmon Solar. If you're an SRP customer, you have been hit with a decision they've made recently that's going to impact your ability to really weigh out the options on solar. And I want the whole state to hear it because the utilities are kind of thinking through it in a way I think you all should know about. So all of you stay tuned. We're going to have that short conversation right after this. But right now, let's bring in our caller from Tucson.
Hey, guys.
Hey, man. Good morning.
How you doing? Hey, I've got an old house built in 1958. Got an old Commonwealth wall-mounted furnace that the thermocouple needs replacing. I can't seem to find that thing anywhere. Where would I go? How can I find this kind of model? Or can you even find thermocouples to replace that? And or is there something modern that I could put in there so I'll be able to afford an upgrade?
Well, you know what? There is there are wall-mounted gas furnaces. You can still buy heating units. I have to tell you, I have to apologize. I don't know where to send you in Tucson. We have a facility up in Phoenix, out in Apache Junction, called Weather Shack. Jonathan runs there, and he's got a lot of wall-mounted, inserted area heaters. And he has recently gone into providing the thermocouplers and the gas nozzles and the fittings. He's resetting up his shop there. Our certified heating and cooling experts down in Pima County, of course, are Intelligent Design and Green Valley Cooling and Heating. But if this is a project you want to tackle yourself, I'm going to tell you to Google Weather Shack in Mesa. Jonathan owns the place. Tell him what model you've got and how old it is, and he may be able to just be able to talk you through what it is you need. He may even be able to mail you the part. Okay?
Ooh, I'm glad you got that because the interference with that, I wasn't sure what he was talking about. We had a little scratchy connection.
Yeah, Jonathan is like he is like the leader. He's the guy that has those 18 electric fireplaces on display as well. But he kind of specializes in fire pellet stoves, indoor stoves and heaters, and he's got four or five nice wall mounted gas units.
Is he open on Saturday?
Yeah, I think so.
I might have to, on my way out to the Gilbert Rodeo, I may have to.
He is on Apache Boulevard, just like a half a block west of the 202, right where the 202 bends around the corner right there.
Huh? It's called the Fire Shack?
Weather Shack.
Weather Shack, interesting.
Well, he's been there over 30 years. All right, with that said, it opens the line for you. If you'd like to get in, let us know what project you're trying to tackle, and we'll put our contacts and experience to work for you. 1-888-767-4348. And while the other calls are loading up, I'd like to bring Dan into the conversation. Dan King, owner and operator of Harmon Solar here in Maricopa County. Dan, good morning. Thanks for joining us this Saturday morning.
Good morning, Rosie.
All right. We saw the Corporation Commission grant APS a special tax or levy against solar users. We didn't know particularly what the other utilities were going to do, but I guess as of this week, we know what one other utility has done.
Yeah, there was a pretty bad decision that was made by the SRP board Thursday afternoon, despite just hours and hours of public comment, industry comment, you know, that the whole process was flawed, and the decisions and recommendations of the management of SRP were not correct. But the board still saw fit to vote in the new special solar rate. It's called E27. It's a demand-based rate, demand charge-based rate. So any new customer in SRP territory that wants to go solar as of after December 8th, which was their, you know, deadline that they put, you know, after Thanksgiving, will be stuck on this new rate.
Okay, so this decision dates, it's post-dated back to December of 2014.
Yes.
Okay. So does it literally take SRP customers out of the realm of even considering solar installation?
I would have to say yes.
Really?
I think that the decision that they made and the way that the rate is structured, it really, a solar customer, as best as we can tell right now, if you have solar, you have to control your peak demand. And I don't know if people understand what that is, but it's that the utility measures the amount of energy that your home is using. It's either in 15 or 30-minute intervals. I'm not sure what they finally decided on, but whatever the peak is, whatever the peak amount of energy that your home uses during that interval, during the billing cycle, is what sets a pretty hefty charge on your monthly bill. So you can imagine if that peak comes at nighttime when your solar is not generating electricity and your air conditioners turn on. So solar really has little to no effect on controlling that peak demand. So the rate actually would make solar customers spend more for energy than what's currently out there now.
You know, I do a little bit of reading about sustainable projects, sustainable energy, sustainable subdivisions, and you look at the different, the geothermal, the wind, the solar, and I look at what's happening in other states. And as somebody that's really not buried in it like you are, I'm beginning to develop like this sense that maybe are the utility companies in Arizona just against solar power?
You know, I think the very frustrating thing with the process, you know, as an industry, was there really wasn't any collaboration. You look at the Corporation Commission and the process that APS and TEP, the regulated utilities, go through. And there was, you know, granted, there was a lot of bad, you know, PR that was done on both sides when APS went through this similar thing, you know, towards the end of 2013. But at least there was some collaboration at the end between industry and the utility to come up with something that both sides could live with. It's very unfortunate that the SRP process is not that way, and there really was very little communication and give and take from them on this. So I think that's the most frustrating, because I think inevitably this is going to have to happen. And they're just delaying the inevitable, and it's unfortunate. But, I mean, you look at the amount of solar that had been adopted in SRP territory up to that you know, the letter that they put out at, you know, with the deadline of December 8th after Thanksgiving. I think they put a statistic up in the meeting on Thursday that only 20 people have signed up since that date, when they were probably getting, I don't know, 300, 400, 500 a month that were doing it.
Wow. Well, I can't believe this is going to be the end of the conversation.
No, and we're really hopeful, you know, as an industry, that the utilities will, they've admittedly during the process said, we feel that this is the right approach, and obviously the board agreed with that. But they do also leave the door open a little bit to continue the discussion that if the adoption of solar, you know, basically goes away, which is what we think will happen, then they'll be forced to either modify the rate plan or come up with some sort of pilot programs or something where customers can still engage in solar. And as technology improves, so the way that you have to manipulate that new solar rate plan is by controlling that peak demand. And ultimately, there will be technology, it's not quite available yet, where you can have, you know, a home management system with maybe some batteries or a generator or something where you can affect that peak demand. And if you can control it and you have solar, I actually think that that rate plan would actually potentially be more advantageous than what we have now. It's just unfortunate that they wouldn't allow us to gradually work our way into it. You know, they went from 0 to 100, you know, and they didn't gradually increase.
Okay. So. Well, you've just hit an angle of it that has really touched a nerve with me, and I'll tell you, not far from your office is a guy you and I have to go meet who's doing two-cylinder natural gas generators that you can turn on and generate power that backfeeds into your service panel at 8 cents a kilowatt. Now, if you had one of those lined up with your solar array, wouldn't that be the cat's meow?
It would be incredible.
Okay.
I mean, you know, we're talking about, you know, thinking about doing batteries where you store excess solar energy and use that to offset that, which would be an ideal situation. But, you know, up until that technology is available, if there's something out there now, so you think about 8 cent energy, that's pretty competitive. I mean, solar energy typically is around that, you know, 8-9 cents. So,
and those peak rates can go up to 24, 28, even 40 cents a kilowatt.
That's the thing, Rosie, the way that these rate, this E27 rate is designed, it's not, it's the demand charge. So what happens is that one spike, that one second that you hit that peak, you get this $50 or $100 charge that gets added to your bill, and you can't control it. Well, and then you're stuck with it for the rest of the month.
All right. Well, I'm going to call you, and we're going to go to Brian's workshop where he invents these things. I saw it about 2 months ago, was blown away with it, and have been begging him to come install one at my house. And I think we're just about getting in line where he's about ready to come mount it. So you and I ought to go visit with him and see if we can't solve this solution, and we can be the heroes statewide.
That sounds great. But all the SRP customers that are listening out there, you know, we've been gathering their information and contact information and kind of keeping them abreast of, you know, anybody that called in and was interested. And obviously, as things evolve and progress, and maybe if we find a way to still make this work, you know, feel free. We're always available to keep a list going. And eventually something's going to break or some new development's going to happen. And it will be viable again in the very near future.
Harmon Solar, the Rosie Certified Solar Installer, and we appreciate you joining us this Saturday morning, Dan. Appreciate it a bunch. We're going to actually have him on air. And you know what, Romy, let's make a point of, let's bring somebody from SRP in here, and let's give them an opportunity to air their side of the story.
I think they would appreciate that.
Okay.
All right. It's Rosie on the House every Saturday morning. If you've got a question, it's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.